Well, it's a grim outlook, summer warning, for many of Australia's restaurants and cafes, a quarter of which are closed because of pandemic restrictions. Those remaining open have turned to takeaways and home delivery to stay afloat. But economists are warning recovery for the industry could take years, or worse, if the easing of closures brings a second wave of infections and new business closures. Felicity Ogilvie reports.
Melbourne chef Stephen Mercer is thankful that he's still able to work in his kitchen.
Certainly 6 weeks ago, it was touch and go whether we were just going to shut up shop, whether it was for a period of time or whether it was permanently, we were really unsure.
Like many other restaurant owners around the country, he's turned to takeaways. But being a fine dining chef, it's fancy. Stephen Mercer provides semi-prepared three-course meals, along with video instructions about how to finish the cooking.
And as the butter is sizzling, just spoon some over the top of the fish.
His takings are down 35%, but thanks to government subsidies like JobKeeper, Stephen Mercer has been able to keep his three apprentices. 19-year-old Jess Hall is learning to innovate as well as cook food.
It's really shown a lot of promise in how the hospitality industry is changing throughout all of this. And yes, it's a little bit scary just because there's lesser positions available, except there's also a lot of new positions available that haven't really been discovered yet, I think.
Chefs are used to being creative and working under pressure, and Stephen Mercer is getting ready to adapt yet again.
I mean, we've found a model that works right now while people are in lockdown. As we re-emerge from lockdown, it's a real mystery. If we're allowed to do 10 people in our restaurant, that's certainly not a viable model for us. If we can do 20, we will consider it. But if there's a gap between JobKeeper and restaurants and cafes being able to operate fully, I think that's when we're going to see real carnage in the industry.
JobKeeper is set to end in September, and governments are planning for crowds of 100 people to be able to gather from July. But if plans go awry, a second wave of coronavirus could see restrictions tightened again. Chief Economist at BIS Oxford Economics, Sarah Hunter, says even without the damage of a second wave, it's going to take years for the hospitality industry to recover from COVID.
It's not just a question of the restrictions being relaxed and then things snapping back to normal. That's not likely to happen. People, you know, some people, their jobs won't have returned to normal, their income levels won't have returned to normal, and so they won't be spending in the same way. And that will have an impact on the sector, particularly as it's more of a discretionary spending item.
The CEO of the Restaurant and Catering Association of Australia, Wes Lambert, is also predicting a long recovery for the industry.
Our industry, as well as accommodation, hotels, pubs and clubs, has lost 441,000 jobs since COVID started, which represents about 30% of the industry's total jobs.
How likely is it that those jobs will recover along with the businesses? Do you have any sense of what kind of percentage the industry is looking at?
We do fully expect that the industry will take up to 2 years to fully recover.
Mr. Lambert is predicting that after the pandemic, the prices for food and drink will rise, and home deliveries will also increase as people get used to eating in rather than going out for a meal.
Felicity Ogilvie with that report.